tree frogs, riveting evidence for creation.
Answers with Ken Ham, one of the editors and contributing authors to Answers Magazine. Okay, Ken, that was a pretty bad pun there, but is it true that tree frogs have a number of characteristics that evolution just can't explain?
Well, they sure do, Mark. In fact, we have some poisonous frogs in our creation museum that are quite remarkable in their design. Today, though, let's look at the marvelous design features of the tree frog. For instance, frog eggs don't have a hard shell to protect them and keep them moist, so laying eggs like these in trees would quickly lead to dried up eggs and, well, no more frogs. But God provided for this by giving them a special way of protecting the eggs. The female frog covers the eggs with a layer of bubbly foam, and the male beats this into a lather with his hind legs, kind of like beating egg whites. After the foam has been beaten, the outer layer dries and keeps the eggs inside nice and moist, and the eggs can then hatch into tadpoles. You know, evolution can't explain how the female developed the ability to produce the foamy layer of protection, or how the male knew that he had to beat it into a lather. Evolution doesn't have answers for these problems or any others. God, not blind chance, designed and created life.
Now, did God create over 6 literal days, or was it over millions of years? It's a question many Christians ask today, which Ken Ham goes into depth on our website. Visit AnswersRadio.com and read Ken's booklet on the true history of the world. That's AnswersRadio.com.